USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Idalia has rapidly gained hurricane strength as it takes aim at Florida. The National Weather Service expects Idalia to make landfall Wednesday morning on the Gulf Coast of Florida, north of Tampa, as a Category 3 hurricane with winds that could reach up to 120 miles per hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says at least 25,000 electrical linemen are already in place ahead of Hurricane Idalia.
There's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
He said officials are also preparing for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. Tyler Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday. He's charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. Monday's deadly shooting at the university triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Zaiji Yan, who is also Chi's academic advisor. Deaths of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border are increasing under the Biden administration.
The Mexican National Institute of Migration is reporting that the number of deaths this year so far is just one shy of the entire year of 2022. Pedro Rios, director of the American Friends Service Committee, tells the Border Report the official number is underreporting the reality.
I know that many people who cross aren't found when they die.
He adds that current anti-asylum measures force families to attempt more dangerous routes through ocean, deserts, and mountains. He hopes that the U.S. and Mexican government immigration policies refocus on human rights in order to reduce the people dying in their attempts at a better life. I'm John Fink.
A new WalletHub study has revealed the top states in which to live. Massachusetts comes in number one, followed by New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York, and Wyoming. This is USA News.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a day single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy
and
chicken
a frosty
sandwich, day single,
single,
and a frosty.
Frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Although no specific ISIS plot has been identified, the FBI is hunting for over a dozen Uzbek nationals that crossed the southern U.S. border.
Authorities say the illegal immigrants, numbering over a dozen, requested asylum at the border with Mexico earlier this year and were screened by Homeland Security. Nothing in any of the databases brought up concerns, so the men were allowed into the United States pending a court date. It was only afterward the FBI learned the smuggler of the group is a known ISIS sympathizer. Turkish authorities apprehended the unnamed smuggler and other members of the network in Turkey. The Uzbek nationals' whereabouts remain unknown in the United States. I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump says he made the right decision by skipping the first Republican primary debate last week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed his poll numbers are up following what he called the very boring debate. He skipped the event and instead sat down for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Certain types of air pollution can increase the risk of dementia and other neurological disorders. That's the conclusion of a study out of the University of Michigan. After studying about 28,000 people over an 18-year period, researchers concluded that long-term exposure to fine particulate matter may increase the onset of memory loss and reduced cognitive function. And a new study shows that using medical or recreational marijuana has a risk of developing cannabis use disorder. That is according to a new report from the CDC. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to its military precision.
You copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.